Chuck Banks for the record.
Privileged to serve as the chairman of the Arkansas Independent Citizens Commission. There's a full commission present. Obviously, a quorum is present. There are visitors present. And I call the meeting of October the 30th to order. I have no opening remarks other than I think all of you have received your information here within the last 2 weeks and had a chance to review it. And you see, receive the agenda, which we'll go by. And with that in mind, if you need an extra moment to review and read the minutes of the September 9th meeting, please take your time and do so. If there are any additions or corrections that you review the minutes, please make them part of the record. And if not, when at your convenience, I'll entertain a motion to adopt these minutes.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Anyone opposed? All right, we'll proceed then. I think that what's required of us next is to review the Legislative Bureau salary comparison. That was the attachment that I mentioned just a moment ago. Am I correct that everyone's had a chance to look at it and review it? It's not that complicated. So what I'm going to do now is go straight to the next item of agenda for discussion as to salary adjustments. So I think the thing to do is just, I think you can simplify it, but I think the Constitution requires that even those that are not asking for any adjustment to their salary requires little review, but I leave that to the will of this commission, because all it requires is we review these positions for adjustment. Now, we know what the positions are under item C of the agenda. So I think that what I'll do is just go by the agenda and take those that require our discussion and analysis and possibly even a vote first, and then we'll go from there. All right, I'll open the floor to discussions as to salary adjustments for the prosecuting attorneys, divisions A and B. I don't know that it requires any further presentation from the prosecuting attorneys. Bob's here. And, does anyone have discussions, corrections, additions?
This is Justice Ember Tuck. I am looking at their letter, and I think based upon what we make in adjustments in other positions, meaning we make any adjustments in circuit judges, that they are requesting that it be 95% for Division A and 85% for Division B.
That's correct.
So I guess what I'm saying is, until, let's postpone that, it'll obviously depend upon what we do for circuit judges.
Well, let's see. Is that good with all concern? Or is that, well, not good, but is it your understanding? Yeah. I agree that that's what they're asking for, and that's been what's presented for the record here. Mm-hmm. So with that, then I'm going to move to the circuit judges. Would that make good sense to all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, since you're over in the letters, Justice, let's be sure we're all on the same page about what the request, I believe, was from Judge Fogelman to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a 3% cost of living or salary increase. I don't, they, which is it? Do we have anybody here that knows whether or not there's a distinction? As far as I'm concerned, 3% is really cost of living. And if not, then it needs to be a salary increase. For the, yes?
I've been kind of taking a poll around a lot of companies here in Bentonville and vendors that are outlined from Arkansas. And, basically, the consensus I got was from 2% to 3% was the
right.
was the normal rate. A few 2.5, but 2 to 3 was it. So there was nobody I talked to that had 4% and nobody less than 2. So I think I talked about like 20 different people that were president of the companies, and in our company we gave 3%. So.
All right. That seems to me that that comment and that information for the panel as a whole brings this question on. Is there anyone who has any comment as to the percent of increase that the circuit judges are asking to receive, given this information received this morning, based upon any aspect of the salary comparison that we've been given to review? Anybody have any comment?
I think 3% is very fair, what they're asking. When we look at all the other states, mm-hmm. you know, I'm proud of the fact, quite frankly, that we lead other than Tennessee. Mm-hmm. 3% gets us, you know, even closer to them. So I'm in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Now, while we're not in a voting stage, we're in a discussion stage here, so I'm going to the next topic. What we have here, as I understand it, is we've got a 3% request, and while we're not ready to vote, we could vote today, but it probably needs some more analysis, especially since Commissioner Fletcher has introduced informational input that the common thing there in the private marketplace is 2.2 or 3%. Is that right?
I think it closer to 3% was what it came up to be finally after I asked several, even in Walmart, for the employees. Of course, the executives they get a different salary, different. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Different rate and the percentage of sales and profits, I think. So, I would say 3% was pretty well a across the board. Probably the average of about 2.8. Probably I had it all written down. I didn't bring it with me, but 3% was I think fair.
Well,
yeah, and I would like to say, you know, in terms of the judges, the judicial system itself, you know, if we talk about any increases in flat in actual salaries, I still think we should look at the 3% for all justices and judges. In other words, not just circuit judges, because that's the category, justice and judges. And then we can talk about separately and discuss separately the issue of the fact that circuit judges and the Court of Appeals make approximately the same amount of money. You've got 168 for circuit judges and 169.6 for court of appeals judges. And then, anyway, what I'm saying is, I would say this would apply across the board to all the judges, the 3% cost of living. And then we can talk separately about the requests that are made separately concerning base raises. So I just want to throw that in to the mix to consider as a separate matter.
Well, clear me up on this. Has there been a request for a base raise for the Supreme Court judges?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's also been a...
But that's 3%, right?
No, it's 5,000 base rate pay.
So the 5,000 then, I was worried...
It was basically 6% if you gave a 3% now and the 5,000.
Yeah,
also,
it would be 6%.
A 6% raise.
But I think what I'm referring to, just for information, if you look at our salary comparison we've been given, we know that circuit judges are 20th in the nation, which is a good salary. Court of Appeals judges are 21, which is good. But the problem we have is that we have circuit judges getting $168,096, and Court of Appeals judges getting $169,671. So that's only $1,600 difference. And the question in my mind is, how can you ask somebody, why would you run for the Court of Appeals if you can run for the Circuit Court and have basically the same salary? Now, of course, what that means is if you do raise the Court of Appeals, if you raise the Supreme Court, then you've got this backup, you know, going down the chain. And what I'm saying is, if you raise the Court of Appeals a certain amount, then you it's a domino effect. Your chief judge of the Court of Appeals would need to be raised, and likewise, your Supreme Court justices would need to be raised, and your chief justice, perhaps, although the Supreme Court is 30 in the nation, number 30 in rank, in terms of if you look at your chart that we were given, it's 30. Now, when you compare it with Iowa is 178, and so is Missouri, our next door neighbor. And our Supreme Court justices make 175. So I'm just throwing out all that information, not to make a decision, just to be sure you're considering it. Yes, Tommy.
It would appear to me that when we did the salary comparison, as you have said, we can quickly see if we are in the ballpark, and probably says there's two things that we need to analyze by position. Are we out of the range of where we should be? And if we're not, then the only thing we're going to be considering would be just the salary adjustment to keep us in that range. Mm-hmm. I don't have any performance issues, so I mean there's nothing to look at there. And so I think, again, as you said, we ought to look at two things. First, are we in the range of where we should be when we look at other states? If we are and we're comfortable with that, then we only should do the salary. In the banking industry right now, I think that the salary adjustments that you are seeing is just like discussed before, in the 2.5 to 3% range. But when you don't evaluate relative to performance, it's only those two issues that we ought to deal with. Mm-hmm. And we ought to deal with them in that order, I think. Again, which ones seem to be outside of where they should be.
Put it in form of a motion.
I would make a motion that we look at, in this process, we look at two items. Number one, are we competitive with other states? If we're not, then do we think we should do something? Secondly, that we look at the salary adjustment to stay within that range, because we're not looking at any performance issues. That would be my motion.
All right, is there a second? There's no second?
Processor.
You say you do second it?
I said I'm processing it.
Okay, processing.
Yeah, I'll second.
All in favor? Opposed? Okay. I understand the motion and the second. I understand what's on the floor. So take the point, your first point of the motion for discussion first. Let's do that. Anybody that wants to talk about whether or not the justices and the judges are outside or not, excuse me, are not in within the range of what information has been given to us for companion other states, and that's what we're talking about right now. Is that correct? Okay.
Personally, again, I don't see that the Model 2 or Model 3 are outside of the range. If they are, they're probably on the top side. I'm not looking at, I'm looking at Tennessee as an outlier.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then, so those three would be my, I think the same thing with the Chief Justice. I mean, the Chief Judge appeals, and the Supreme Court, same thing with the Supreme Court. I'm going to skip over the member of General Assembly and the Commissioner of State Lands. We don't have a comparison on this, but it would be consistent with where the auditor of the state. It would look like to me that the auditor and the treasurer are either outliers or certainly outside of the median for the Oklahoma, Missouri, Louisiana, and Iowa. There may be a reason for it. Same thing with Secretary of State, but not as much. Attorney General is inside, and Lieutenant Governor is obviously outside. Again, there may be reasons for all of that. And the Governor is within those frameworks, so I would see that at least there should be discussion on the Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Treasurer, and Auditor as to whether they're required adjustment.
Chairman.
Other than the salary adjustment.
Would it be proper to, there's one motion already on the floor, but my question would be if we should not consider, especially the members in the judiciary, as a separate category mm-hmm. rather than as a block. Because I don't think that appears to be fair to anyone that serves in our judiciary system, as well as I think each one of these entities should be able to be freestanding as we adjust. And then my second part, and this is a question, so we're talking about the 3% cost of living as well as a base salary adjustment for some of these categories. Is that correct, Chairman?
Oh. That's not my clear understanding of it. I understand it to be.
Can you clarify that, please?
I don't know if I can, but I understand it to be a cost of living increase of 3% is what they're asking for. And in addition, the Supreme Court is asking for a $5,000 salary increase.
Okay, I understand that.
And then Justice Tuck has brought up that we have a dynamic there that if we go that route, then we're talking about giving the circuit judges $5,000 and in addition to 3%. Am I right?
No, I was talking about the issue of the Court of Appeals salary, and I understand the ranking with other states. I understand that, but I'm looking at internally to Arkansas. We already know circuit judges are 20 ranked in the United States, and they're better than our surrounding states. So set that aside. But on the problem is the Court of Appeals, and then if you go on up the ladder, is even though it's 21, it's only $1,500 or $1,600 difference. And the question is, if you only have a $1,600 difference between a circuit judge and an appellate judge at the intermediate level, we're going to have some issues concerning people wanting to run for the Court of Appeals, because it's a district-wide race. It's not just a judicial district, which could be one county or two counties. I mean, some of these judicial districts have six counties, but most are limited. And what I'm saying is we need to understand that the Supreme Court has requested 5,000 extra. And so if you do respond to their request in some way, then you've got to deal with how that affects down the line. So I'm not, quote unquote, treating everybody as, I just think we have to have, I mean, I would say we needed harmony. And I'm just going to give an example. I mean, maybe we don't give 5,000, maybe we give 2,500 or something. But if you did that, the Arkansas Supreme Court would still be within the ballpark of Iowa and Missouri. It would be less than 178,000. And then if you, obviously on the Court of Appeals side, our Court of Appeals and Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals, if they get 2,500 each, that would place them above what they are now, but it would also provide a little bit of a jump between circuit. I'm not concerned about the circuit judges because of where they rank, but I am concerned about the internal operations of why would anybody run for the Court of Appeals? And we need 12 people on the Court of Appeals. That's all I'm going to say.
Were you about to?
Yeah, I was.
Go ahead.
I guess my only thoughts were is just listening to the discussion here, as I kind of look at it, comparing it kind of in my business. And I think 3% is something that we can probably all agree to for the justices is what I'm talking about, you know. And then like she said, there's two people that one we or she feels like we need to adjust, which is the Court of Appeals, mm-hmm. and the other is the Supreme Court justices that have requested that. Mm-hmm. I will also remind you, I think the Supreme Court requested $10,000 for the Chief Justice.
I didn't see that.
No,
I don't think so.
I thought it wasn't that letter.
No,
it's just five.
Okay. It's just five across
five
the
plus the cost.
Five plus the cost load. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, that was my comment. I don't know where I remembered that from, but.
Go ahead.
I believe that there's still some confusion on my part with the cost of living and the salary adjustment. When, again, I'm thinking that somewhere along the way somebody decided that each job had a work, and then we have gone and we've looked to see if that is consistent with what other states have done. So if it's not consistent, it looks like to me that, again, we would want to get it to that level over a period of time. not necessarily all right now. I think that to me, is the cost of living part of it. And then the salary adjustment comes after that. I do agree with you, though, that if we want or if we believe internally we need to make those adjustments, then we make them.
I hope you got to say something.
My point was just to be totally clear in the considerations, because we're kind of now all over the board, and I think in order to be fair to each category, that we need to possibly have a motion that we deal with each one of these categories separately rather than as a whole.
I think we've pretty much embraced your comments as part of the motion to deal with them separately, because I'm hearing us dealing with them separately now, I think.
Yes.
Is that fair enough? Or I'll do a motion if you want one. But if we get on topic for like I think we are, then...
I just didn't know if we needed a second motion since there was already a motion on the floor.
Do a second motion. I'll just go ahead and do it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deal with each category on salary compensation separately, yet understanding that we're considering a 3% cost of living raise across the board.
Is there a second?
Second. I'll second that.
Are there any objections? Okay. Every time I try to simplify something, I've found in my lifetime I mess it up. But here's where I think we are. If I understand this. The first issue of separation of what we're talking about, in my opinion, is 3% is a cost of living increase, and that alone for any one category of people here that are asking for it. The sub-issue to that, as I understand it now, based upon what's in front of us this morning, is whether or not 3% is the appropriate percentage, and is it fair and reasonable, or is it 2.3, 2.7, and whether or not that is an issue that we need to discuss. And secondly, when we go to the three different categories of justices and judges, and I'll put prosecuting attorneys in there with it, I don't think there's any issue about the cost of living, because everybody is basically said either whatever you decide is good or 3% is what we'd like to have. Is that fair enough?
I do have one other question, though. Considering that the members of the General Assembly, that is not a full-time position. I mean, I realize they're full-time lawmakers, but many practice law or have other side issues. Would the 3% apply to them as well, as opposed to everybody else? That's
not unless it's specifically assessed.
Okay.
By this commission. I mean, that's the constitutional law.
Right, because we're already so high with what...
They're not asking for any increase.
Any increase, not even a cost of living. So,
I think whatever cost of living, when Dr. Sheldon was here, that's been already been passed or been assessed by the government.
Okay. So we don't consider that.
Yeah. And one of the, for your recollection, one of Dr. Shelnut's comments, because I asked him about 3% versus, and he talked about 2.3% was what the cost of living increase was in summation, I thought. Am I right or wrong on that?
Chairman Banks, on the 3% that was already done by the governor, that does not include the General Assembly. They did not get that by the governor. None of these people on a list have gotten anything by anybody else. They only get it by you.
Including the governor.
Including
nobody.
The governor. Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't simplify that.
You didn't say you were going.
Well, they're not asking for anything. So
that's understandable.
Huh? But it does require us to assess each one of these. Mm-hmm. So, you know. All right, so let's us decide, what do you say, as to is 3% the number by consensus of the group, or is it not?
It's not with me.
Okay.
And the only reason that it's not with me is that if we have people already above the range, all we're going to do is make them further above the range. So until we can decide are the salaries where they should be, then I don't see that a cost of living increase is getting us where we want to go.
Of any amount?
Well, no, we said we're going to look at each one individually.
Oh, okay.
And so each one individually, if they're in the range of what, if we believe that the exercise we went through shows Iowa and Oklahoma, and if we believe those are the comparisons we want, and if we want to look at each one individually, we ought to decide, are they outside the range, or are they in the range? If they're outside the range.
All right, we were talking about the judges and justices individually, was that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's
go on. What I'd like to do is just throw out a motion. Did you make a motion?
My motion was to make sure that we were considering each category individually.
Okay. Yeah,
and separate the cost of living as well as base raises. Right.
And so have we voted on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So what I would like to do is, with respect only to the judiciary, I would like to make a motion concerning a base rate raise that would apply with respect to the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals. And then we could, if I get a second, fine. But that way we'll deal the way Tommy wants to, which is do that first and then go to a discussion of the cost of living. Okay, so what I would like to move is that with respect to the positions of Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Justice of the Supreme Court, Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals, and Judge of the Court of Appeals, I'd like to move that they be increased by $2,500 each. If you'll look with respect to the Justice of the Supreme Court, that will put us in line at 177.4 with Missouri. And as I said, the Supreme Court is 30 in the rankings on where it's at. I don't consider Tennessee to be something for us to look at. So, but that would raise each of those up 2,500 and would solve what I call the internal problem, which is you would get a raise when you went on the Court of Appeals.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. So just to clarify, so, and we'll also be able to increase kind of our ranking on those judiciaries,
yes,
with another,
yep,
COLA,
right,
or the cost of living,
right,
adjustment in addition,
right,
to this.
Right. That doesn't involve the cost of living.
You were saying 2,500 plus cost of living.
Right. Well, I haven't said anything about cost of living.
She's saying 2,500. In this motion, she's motioning that we increase those four categories, 2,500, base pay.
Right, base pay, and then we'll go to the cost of living.
And then go with the
wait a minute, you're talking about all the judges, even the circuit judges?
No, not the circuit judges.
Okay.
Not the circuit judges or the district judges.
Well, we've got substance for discussion.
Call for the vote. Call for the vote.
Is everybody ready to vote? Mm-hmm. You know, now this will be a subject to, this will be a resolution. It'll be subject to 10 days of comment before,
sure,
it's final.
Sure.
All right. All those in favor, and don't clear me up if I stated wrong, of a $2,500 salary increase for the justices and for the justices, and it is not including a percent of a cost of living increase. Is that correct?
Justices and judges of the Court of Appeals.
On the Court of Appeals. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Now, go to the next phase.
Well, are you going to the next page or are you going to go to the salary?
I'll go to, what I was thinking is then we could go to the cost of living and.
For the judges.
For the judges.
All right, I think that's wise.
This would be for all judges.
All judges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this would go all the way down from Chief Justice all the way down to district judges. And I will make a motion that we do 2.5%. I understand the range could be up to 3, but I would do 2.5.
What did, what was the cost of living adjustment for the?
2.3.
2.3? Mm-hmm. All right, we've got a motion on the floor. Just give me a second and let's make it unanimous.
Second.
All right. Anybody else want to discuss 2.3 versus 3?
2.5
is the motion.
Huh?
2.5
is the motion.
Oh, it is? Oh, that's
yes.
Right. Right, yeah. You said 2.5. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's worth a lot of discussion, but have at it. I'm not trying to circumvent it.
Right now we've done the salary adjustment and then we're doing the 2.5 cost of living adjustment, but we are not, we're still, if there's anything out of sync that needs adjusting salary wise, we're not dealing with that.
I think she felt like we dealt with that with the $2,500.
Yeah.
No, well, we didn't, because if you, the $2,500 is for all four or all five of them.
No, it's just for the, it's just for the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals.
That's right.
Not the circuit judges and not the district judges.
They took care of the separation.
And not the prosecutors.
And not the prosecutors.
So they get no $2,500.
Right now, we're just dealing with
all right. I want to be sure we're all clear on that, because we're isolating and segregating just the judiciary of the highest level, Supreme Court and Appellate Court. So now we're back to whether or not we're giving everybody that is on this agenda a 2.5% cost of living increase. Is that correct?
I was just dealing with the judiciary. I thought we were going to go do the other categories.
Okay, so it's the same category of people. It's the same justice.
But you're adding in.
Okay.
All right. Circuit judge.
Yeah, because then it would be all six categories, all six rankings. Right, and he.
What do you mean all six rankings?
All
what do you mean
judges.
All six rankings?
All six.
Six.
It's
category.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the judiciary on this list here.
Well, I understand that, but I didn't catch what you mean by it. Then it would include all six. What do you mean?
I mean the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the Justices of the Supreme Court, the Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals, the Judge of the Court of Appeals, the Circuit Judge, and the District Judge.
The motion was for COLA for all of those.
So let me do it in a simplistic way that I understand.
The whole judiciary.
So that whole group gets the 2.5, but nobody else gets the 2,500.
Right.
That's the bottom line of this. Okay. All right, let's talk.
I support that based on my belief that each one of those positions that we're talking about are in line with the comparisons of the other states. So if they're in line and we're making these adjustments for all of them, I concur with that.
When you say all, you're still referring to the six categories of judiciary, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anybody else want to discuss any component of that?
I just think it accomplishes kind of what she was talking about with separating, and you've got over $4,000 now of separation between the Court of Appeals and Circuit Court Judge, which will increase over the years. So, just a comment.
Is the will of the group to place it to a vote without any
yes.
other further discussion?
Yes. I think we're ready.
And I'll entertain a motion to.
We have a motion and a second.
Well, all right, then I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, so did we just cover, so that I'm clear, the prosecuting attorneys?
Yes. Yes, we did. Because they are a
They are constitutionally a part of this, so.
They are a percentage of circuit judges, and so they will get the 2.5%.
I guess the only question would be, do we need to vote on that?
I think we, for clarity's sake, we do.
Yeah, just make a motion that they get it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now, what do you want to do with the by way of consideration of the constitutional officers? And I understand, if I understand what you said, I think that the 2% or 3% that we talked about earlier was not given to them.
It was only given to state employees. Now, they are state employees, but they're constitutional officers. It was not included in there.
Right.
I guess my only question would be, since this is my first year, what has the committee done in the past for these? What have they done in the past for these individuals? Have they given the same raises as they have the justices?
I don't remember. I thought they got that COLA from the state, is what I thought. But I don't know the correct answer. Anybody here know? One in attendance? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, what I would like to do is do what we did with respect to the judges in this category. I think the members of the General Assembly are a separate category. So if I were looking at what I call, and I don't think the Commissioner of State Lands is not applicable anywhere else, but what I would say is that at least for the auditor of state, the treasurer of state, and the secretary of state, looking at the figures we've been given, I think we need to look at a base salary increase. Okay. And before we go to the cost of living. And so I just throw that out. You can look and see that Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, and Oklahoma, just setting aside Tennessee, are all way above. They're 10,000 plus, way above those offices. And I think those offices do quite a bit of work. I'll just leave that for someone else if they want to make a motion about how much. I just thought they needed to be raised.
A question, and that is consistent with sort of what I'm concerned with. If you look, just take one of them, and that's the treasurer. And just roughly, I would say that the average is $108,000 or so, and we're at $89,000. Mm-hmm. More of the same produces more of the same. If we really are trying to use that, the comparison as a barometer, and we only serve for 3 years, but it looks like to me that we would make an effort to get them to say the midpoint over a period of time. And I'll wait for other comments, maybe make a motion.
I would just say I agree with that. I think it's a lot better to do it over a few years, especially with cost of living adjustments too, added to it. So, you know, and try to, and obviously we should make an effort as a group to do that.
I'd ask for you to consider in your deliberations, if I'm clear on where I understand the justice is going. We're talking about taking every member of the legislature and then every member of the constitutional bodies with the idea in mind of both a cost of living and a salary increase. This probably has little relevance to what your final decision is, but would cause me pause to think that if we don't know all the components of how they're paid and whether or not they get per diems and all that, that we spent a lot of time talking about this last term, and they have not yet asked for an increase in salary or an increase in COLA from any of those entities, I just hope we'll consider that. Because I'm not sure how many state employees have gotten COLAs and in what amount, and whether or not, you know what I mean? I just want to be sure we're not making a ward. I see your wisdom about bringing people up and over a period of time. I'm not trying to in any way suggest allow poverty here to work for the state of Arkansas. I don't mean that at all. At the same time, I think we need to, it's striking to me that there's been no representative come from those individuals that suggested to us we need extra income. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to be the naysayer in the group. I just want you to be aware of that and not forget it as far as what we've been told by Dr. Schell.
Chairman Banks, would it be in order to ask for a more complete understanding of compensation for some of these constitutional officers so we do have all the facts before we make a final decision?
Agreed.
I feel like I don't have enough information to make a good decision.
Certainly, more information we have, the better off we are. And it's going to take, you know, a lot of information we got, but that's been 4 years ago. I mean, you know, we'll have to ask for more updated information and more input from both the House and the Senate and the constitutional officers. That shouldn't take a great amount of time and effort to at least get clarity that this body needs to make that decision.
I agree, because I feel like we did such a good job in evaluating all of the judiciary issues and understanding clearly what the needs were, but I don't feel that same level of confidence in the decision with the constitutional officers and the General Assembly.
All right. Then what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to ask if there are any other business pursuant to this agenda other than what we've now discussed. And I'm going to inquire from council. That should not be a problem for us to be able to get that type of information.
OPM
just bring it up to date as what we had before.
OPM can get that for you very quickly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I would entertain, if there's no other business, old or new, and given that that's what we're going to do in the interim, same as we've done in this last interim, get this information to you. I'd entertain a motion for an adjournment, first a resetting of the next meeting, and then a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, let me add one thing. On members of the General Assembly, I think it would be appropriate in that category for us to look at days of service other states have for the General Assembly versus ours. We may be, you know, they may be in session twice as long, and therefore the salaries are not comparable.
I'm glad you remind me of that.
Well, they look lower than ours.
That's an excellent point.
But they may be in session half as much time too.
Yeah, right.
So some of those states may be almost full time legislators.
Sure.
And there's a lot of discussion about whether or not we ever wanted to go beyond being citizen legislators like we have here in Arkansas. It's not full time.
Yeah,
so we need, that's an excellent point, need to be brought up. We'll factor that in as part of the information we're asking for. Is there any other business, comments, discussion? I'm not trying to cut you off. On time I quit is noon.
We need to set a date?
Yes, we do. Get your calendars.
And we need to give reasonable time for them to get this information.
Yeah, through. Because it took more time than I thought. How about before the Christmas descends on us in December, how about before December the 15th, they're pushing somewhere on that? Does that make good sense to y'all, or would you rather go at it another way? You want to get it over till... I don't think we ought to push it back into next year if we can keep it on.
I agree. December the 3rd?
All right. How about the first week, first or second week in December? That's a tight month now.
Either of those work for me.
I'm okay with either of those as long as it's on a Wednesday.
I'm pretty well out the first 2 weeks of December.
That's pretty nice. You want to elaborate?
Yeah, I'm taking my kids to Disney World. I like to take them.
we'll go instead of you.
All right, then I'll go to Tuesday the 17th of December or Wednesday the 18th, and that's about where I think we are.
I'm good either of those.
Yeah,
I can do the 18th. I have another meeting on Tuesday.
You do have something in conflict on the 18th?
On Tuesday. No, all right, good.
I move to meet at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, December the 18th.
Okay.
Is that good for all?
Good for me.
Is there any other business, new or old, or comments?
How deep the snow is in Bentonville.
Right, I understand.
Is it really?
Chairman Banks, are we putting on hold the comment for the others that you have already voted on, or are we continuing?
No, I thought there was no one here for comments.
No, she means putting back
public
the
comment,
10
the 10-day public comment period.
No, we need to go with that.
Okay.
For the judiciary? The
judiciary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that 10-day comment period starts October 31st.
Huh?
That 10-day period starts October 31st tomorrow for public comment on those races.
I don't have a problem with that. Is there a
you'll
problem
have it back by the next meeting.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have them back.
You'd have the comments back by the next meeting.
Exactly.
Right. Do that.
Right.
All right, we're good with that.
Well, after that 10-day period, then that resolution goes into effect and they'll get their reses.
Right.
Yeah, good. I understand. Now, you want me to make any other inquiry as to the presence of anybody who's here for public comment today? Is there anybody here for public comment today on this meeting and what's taking place? And one other thing, is there anybody here here for any of the particular groups or have an interest in proceeding today to make any comment or statement? I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I love your gavel.
Yeah.